The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh, Oh, hold it.
You are... Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
Gentle Silverwing Show for March 8th, 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of my Loins, the Tailor of Armors, the Baker of Cookies, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Milk and Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, which is up and running 24/7. It is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's Antonia_Bale.OGR. Up and running 24/7 is where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, Elkwin's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. This week on the Gentle Silverwing Show, we are perusing porn sites to save the guys out there countless hours surfing for the good stuff without having to pay for it.
Okay.
Just kidding. No, sorry. That's another show entirely. How are we doing today, Elkin?
Okay, I think.
You think?
I think.
Need to get into the mic there, hon.
I think.
There we go. Just a reminder, the Incy Wincy Spider is open at this time. That's 4 Bale Court, South Kinos, on the Antonia Bale server, under...
The Spider.
Sias Hammer was last week. I don't believe they're having a, I don't think they're open tonight. I could be wrong. If I am wrong, I will announce it later if someone corrects me. But I believe they're on a, bi-weekly schedule. All right, let's see here. So what's going on this week?
Your birthday.
Me? No.
Yes.
I've got a couple birthdays to announce, but me?
Yes.
Who the hell wants to hear about my birthday?
Everyone.
I see. There are a couple Silver Wings that have a birthday this week. Our buddy Mish, who is also known as Lambent Silverwing, unfortunately no longer playing EQ2, but her birthday is this week. Actually, it's today. And Darkwind Silverwing and my former roommate, who introduced me to EverQuest, shares my birthday, actually, and that's on Thursday. So happy birthday to Anne and Mish. And, of course, my birthday is this Thursday, the 10th. I had a nice little surprise when I logged into EQ2. I got a visit from the birthday troll.
It's about time.
I know. Tell me about it. I got here. I'm in my guild hall. All of a sudden, boom, there's a troll right in front of me. Hands me a present and wishes me a happy birthday. Went by the name of Domino. I always thought Domino was a halfling, though. But hey, Domino can do whatever she wants.
Like a troll for a day.
Well, that's a bad thing to feel like a troll, but I thank you very much, Domino, for stopping by and wishing me a happy birthday. I love you to pieces. You're the best. Need to get you on the show. And for everyone else that I mentioned, here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
Alrighty, so the birthday trolls were let out of the closet for a little bit, now they're back in. Next, I actually participated in the ring event a couple days ago over in the Great Divide. Well, True Flight dragged me out there. It's like, you know what? You don't even have to be in the raid. You just have to participate.
Yeah, you just gotta be there.
Just gotta be there. Well, you gotta be there and you gotta participate. You gotta launch some arrows, send your pet in, swing a sword or something. And apparently, the way it works is, the more damage you do, the better the item you get. But of course, the problem is, the more damage you do and you're not in the raid, the better your chances of getting your ass handed to you. Because you're going to draw aggro and there's not going to be a healer there.
Right.
Which is exactly what happened to me in True Flight. Of course, we're rangers, we're both pretty well equipped. Admittedly, True Flight's more better equipped than I am. And yeah, I died 3 times during the course of the ring event. Now there are two versions of the ring event. They go back to back. And they're always going. And well, there's like an hour break between them or something like that. But we participated in the one that's meant for raid. There is also, and then the next one that comes along, you know, they stagger. So the next one that comes along is meant for groups. I don't know how you actually tell the difference.
Well, the ring, the one where you get the Cold-Aid ring, from what I understand, if you're in a group, and if you create a raid out there while this thing's going on, the loot's better. I don't know.
It was my understanding that it's raid, then group, then raid, then group, but I'm not quite sure myself. I mean, it must tell you somehow.
No, not as far as I know.
Well, that's what True Flight told me.
I've been out there a few times, and there's nothing that indicates, oh, this is just for raid only. No, you show up and be part of it, period.
Okay, True Flight's telling me it scales to the number of people.
Right.
Okay. The more people you got, the bigger the event is. So you can technically go out there solo.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's like 4 in the morning, you got nothing to do, go on out to the Great Divide. I'm the only one here! And only one mob comes at you, I guess. I don't know.
But yeah, it's better if there's more. And yeah, it's better if you're in a group, especially if you group and a healer. I've been in it out there singly, I've been out there in a group, and I've been out there in a raid.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see anything different in the loot. I mean, I still got the same weird items.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you just did the same amount of damage.
I have no clue with that. It's not that hard. I mean, you can only get a few hits in if you've got a raid, because they're all pounding on them.
Oh, no, there's so much going on. I was just hitting F8, targeting the nearest thing, and then doing an area effect.
I usually figured out who was sort of the main tank of the area, targeted through them.
We tried that actually last night, but then the main tank wasn't targeting anything. It's like, dude, come on! But yeah, I mean, as long as you're in the area that is happening in, you're going to get an update. You know, it shows up like a quest on your live journal. And you'll get updates as long as you're in the area. But if you don't do anything, this is what True Flight told me anyway. But if you don't do anything, you're only going to get a certain thing. And yesterday, I must have done something. I got a piece of armor that was an upgrade for me.
Well, then that's good.
So that was pretty cool. So, you know, you don't have to participate in the raid if you don't want to. Hell, if there's no one else there, just do it yourself. That's fine.
I've never not seen anybody out there because of the sparklies that drop afterwards.
Mm. Yep. And I guess the good strategy I've been told for that is go for the sparklies first, mm-hmm. because that chest is going to be there for like an hour.
Yeah. So
go for the sparklies first.
You'll notice that when the chests drop, everybody, you know, it sucks on it. And it's like, fuh.
Right.
I go around and pick up sparklies.
Right. Everyone swarms to the chest. Just go for the sparklies. That chest is going to be there. So that's a good strategy. Alrighty. I do want to apologize for anyone that I made worry or anything over the last couple of weeks. Was a bit down. You know, it's been raining for over a month. Depression kind of set in. And, yeah. I may have said some things in some semi-public channels that made people worry about me. I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm good. We had some sun yesterday. Actually, it felt great. You know, it was sunny yesterday, and I was out driving to pick up Eric, and I'm like, I feel freaking great. You know, it's just, you know, in Washington, there are times where we don't see the sun for a month. And I'm not joking about that. That's not an exaggeration. When it rains for, you know, 6 to 8 weeks at a time, it gets a little depressing. I know, Testico on the Antonia Bale server is saying, you know, hey, you even got me to watch Twilight. I must have been fucking depressed.
Yeah, that sort of really, like, shocked me. It's like, are you feeling okay? Are you sure about this?
Ooh, you're kind of breaking up.
You're going to do what?
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up there.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, it's not your fault, unless, of course, you're in a high lag area.
I'm in Valios.
Hmm.
Well, but it was like, you were going to do what? Are you feeling okay?
Well, I was in the mood to make you happy. I mean, I baked you a cake. It said Elquin. Had a big green heart in the middle of it. Well, you know, I wanted to do something for you. I mean, I know it's rough on you, hon, with me not working the last 6 months. I know it's rough on you, and, you know, I try to make you smile when I can. You know?
But it's just, you get to stay home and sit around in your underwear, and...
Well...
I have to go work.
Yes, but I have to deal with the boy! I gotta deal with the kid all day long!
I'm sorry.
Sometimes I just need a hug. anyway. No, but anyway, you know, I wanted to make you happy, so I know you hadn't seen Eclipse. So I picked it up while I was out grocery shopping. And I'm like, well, you know what? Let's do it for you. And we watched all three of them, because I really had never seen them. And my opinion of the movies have not changed. But I did it for you.
That was sweet of you.
I did it for you. Because I love my baby.
I love you.
Alright, so... Do I have any notes? I got a few notes. I do have a new video up at kithacore.org. It's not a parody, but it's a nice little short... It's a short video set to Ain't No Grave by Johnny Cash. For you wrestling fans, it is the music that The Undertaker, that WWE has been using to promote The Undertaker's return. And, God, it had to have been like 1 a.m. last night. I'm like, let's do a video. So I got Fraps updated. Brand new version of Fraps out, by the way. I got Fraps updated and ran it, did some video footage of myself, and I saw that Mask was on, the dirty rat that he is, and I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing right now? And he's like, what? I didn't do it. I'm like, no. What are you doing? Are you busy? You got some time? He's like, yeah, what do you want to do? Well, how would you like to, you know, help me? How would you like to participate in a short little music, not a music video, but a video that I'm working on? He's like, yeah, sure. There's a couple of us on. Okay, meet me at the bridge in Nectulus by the Common Lands. And he's like, okay, well, what are we doing? It's like, you're going to kill me. Whoa, whoa, what? She thought maybe I was making my goodbye video or something like that, you know? And I was going to leave. Like I said, I have said some things to some of these semi-public channels that made people wonder. But no. It's just part of the video. And yeah, we got a few people together. We got some folks from Mask's new guild. We got some folks from the Knights of Freeport, and a couple folks from Kithacor that had evil alts, because I made sure to mention it had to be an evil alt. You know, I don't want, you know, a wood elf or a fey or anything like that. No, Rotongas, trolls, ogres, you know, that kind of thing. Because you're supposed to be stalking me and stuff. So that video's up at kithacor.org.
I think you did a good job.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I liked it that you were climbing out of the grave.
Yes, I did some work with my dad's 3D program. And I did not animate in the program. I have been able to animate in Poser a few times, but that's really, really, really out of date and doesn't work anymore. And Daz, I just haven't figured it out. But what I did was I did some old school animation, you know, frame by frame. So yeah. I rendered, I moved it a little bit to how I wanted, rendered it again, and I just put it in, you know, just like stop motion. And it worked, so yeah, it got me, you know, it's kind of like a bad surveillance video, but it has me crawling out of a grave at the end of it. So, there we go. Ain't no grave, hold my body down.
I think you did good.
A true flight's mentioning that there was nothing wrong with the old fraps. Well, maybe so, but they updated a few things to make it more friendly for Windows 7, I believe. But anyway... So, yeah. So, let's see. What else? New video. Let's wait till after our music break to talk about the events of last night.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, but we'll do it after the music break. Birthday plans. We're going to have some folks over this weekend.
We're going to stuff the house full of people.
Oh, God.
I still don't know what food I'm going to serve. I know it'll probably be onion dip because I know you like onion dip.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely some onion dip. I'm making my own cake. I'm sorry, I've been obsessed with Cake Boss.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about him. He's on a baking kick.
Well, it's something that...
You like the Cake Boss.
I like cake. I really do. My mom used to make cakes all the time. You know, she used to actually have those preformed pans. You know, she had one like... One that was shaped like a Christmas tree, one that was shaped like Santa, one that was a snowman. She used to decorate them all the time. And, you know, we had a cake damn near every month, you know, that was, you know, whatever holiday was close by and stuff like that. And I just like cake. You know, this is a body made by cake and jelly beans.
I used to do that. I know how to make a heart cake without a pan.
Well, yeah, heart's pretty
and
easy.
I know how to make bunny cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Really cute too. Ears and bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of thing is, you know, or like a snowman cake could be pretty easy, just three different circle sizes, you know. But I just like, you know, I like cake. Getter on the Antonio Vale servers, like Cake Boss has his own cooking show now and not just baking. Yeah, I know, I saw that. Meh, I don't like cooking shows. But Cake Boss is actually pretty cool because I like what he's able to do with the cakes. Of course, I was just flabbergasted by my my cousin Tina. A couple years ago, she made a turkey cake. It looked just like... I mean, did I show you the picture?
No.
Oh, we gotta find it on her Facebook page and post it on the website. But it looked just like a roasted turkey, stuffing and all. she made this thing, and I thought it was a turkey. She's like, oh, no, that's a cake I made. I'm like, that's a cake? Holy crap. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it just runs in the family, I guess. Whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I like cake, so I'm going to make my own cake. We're going to have a vanilla chocolate strawberry. So it's going to be a Neapolitan cake. I'm making my own frosting. Making my own frosting, layering it, and stuff like
that.
The
thing is, you need to learn how to make fondant.
Oh, God. From what I understand, that stuff's just... the problem with the solid fondant, not the pouring one that I tried before, but the solid one, is you have to knead it by hand. And this stuff is tough. And I don't think my hands could take it. I mean, I can't give you a back rub for more than 5 minutes.
Well, what happens if we get a...
No, so I guess this thing is, you know, fondant is basically the consistency of, like, Play-Doh or Silly Putty. You know, before you spread it out, you know, before you roll it out. But I just don't think my hands could handle it. I just don't think my hands can handle it. I mean, I read the directions. The ingredients are pretty simple. You know, and I'm looking through the instructions. You know, yeah, I can do that, no problem, blah, blah, blah. Now you're supposed to knead it. And, you know, there's a warning on the recipe that, you know, you've got arthritis, you're not going to be able to do this. Like, oh, I don't think I can do this crap, man. So, yeah. I mean, who knows, maybe I'll try it one day. But, you know, I've talked to different people, you know, family members, friends on Facebook and stuff, and they're like, fondant is not easy to do, to get it right, because it can come out way too hard, it can be way too soft. You know, it takes a lot of practice to get fondant right. And for those of you who don't have a clue what the heck I'm talking about, fondant is basically it's almost candy. It's a very rich and very strong and thick icing for your cake. And what they do is they roll it out into big sheets. And then you place it over the cake, and then you can smooth it so it's kind of like wallpapering your cake. So whenever you see the professional cakes and it's all smooth and you can't see any, like, you know, spatula marks in it or anything, that's fondant. That's not frosting. So that's what that is.
Yeah, it's very smooth. It's what makes the smoothness of the cake.
Right. So it's kind of like, you know, like I said, it's kind of like wallpapering your cake. And, you know, Thurston on the Tony Bale server saying, get a bowl mixer with a kneading attachment. Soon as you buy one for me, I'll be more than happy to use it. Know what I mean? So anyway, yeah, I'm going to make my own cake.
Yeah, bread dough machines have a kneading... what about a bread dough machine? You know, bread machine? Doesn't that have a kneading the dough part?
I think so. My dad used to have a bread machine, but I don't know.
Because all the fondant they use on cake boss, I doubt if they do it all by hand.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to reconnect with you on Skype. You're really getting robotic and broken up. So
I can just shut up. You can talk.
Well, no. This is, you know, both our stuff here. Let me hang up with you. I'll recall you. And we'll see if we can get the quality better. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let's see here. Let's call her back. Hopefully the quality will be better. Hello?
Hi.
Testing, hello?
Hi.
Yep, that's a shitload better. That's a lot better. All right, so let's see.
Talking about fondant.
Fondant. Well, I think we're done with fondant. So, yeah, I'm going to make my own cake. We'll, you know, more than likely pick up some icing. I mean, some ice cream. That kind of thing. And, yeah, I mean, you know, I love onion dip. So, of course, you know, me and Urson both, we love onion dip. So, we'll be doing the dip. We'll pick out some movies to watch.
Do it beforehand.
Yeah, we'll go through the collection. We'll get some movies picked out. And of course, I got my nice popcorn machine. We'll have some popcorn for the movie. And you still have a lot of that kettle corn topping that you can use. Alrighty.
And still haven't figured out what to feed you.
I don't know.
Feed everyone.
I mean, the only thing I can think of when we have a lot of people over is pizza.
Yeah, but...
I know. We're getting pizza out here, you know? Just, oh, good, not pizza again. Yeah. I'm not sure. I really don't know what... I mean, get together with Becky and Tim. I mean, or Kitty in their case. And, I don't know, potluck type thing. You know, hey, you bring this, I'll make this. You know, that kind of thing. But I don't know. I really don't know.
It's either that we just do a spaghetti feed. Except I can't use hamburger on the spaghetti sauce.
Because of Jackie.
Right.
Right. Vegetarians.
No, they just can't handle beef. They're allergic to it.
Ah, gotcha.
I mean, it makes her mouth water, but she can't eat it. It makes her sick.
Well, that sucks. I thought it was a vegetarian thing or something. Oh, well.
No.
Well, that sucks. Damn your stomach. Anyway. Let's see. What else we got on my notes here? Birthday plans. I'm turning 40.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know. I don't want to be 40.
Oh, try 50 and then bitch.
Well, Clorny is telling us that Thurgoden is now a wet city, which means they finally fixed the merchants. They weren't selling alcohol. How can you sell not sell alcohol on Thurgoden? It's kind of like saying Kaladin is dry, you know? Well, actually, I think it might be at this point, but anyway. Turning 40, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to make it to 30.
Well, you have.
Well, I guess this is the year I start doing... No, I'm 39. or is that something specific for women? Only women can get away with that. I want to say hello to our good friend Cheddarella, who's in the Wound Center and will be for, God, I think she says almost a month.
Again?
Yeah, she's going to be there for almost a month. She said she's listening in, but cannot play the game. So I want to say hello to her and hope she's doing well.
And Chid says try 60.
I don't bet I'm making it that long. I'm sorry, hon, but from the looks of things, my family's life expectancy is about 65. So one way or another, I don't plan on making it to retirement. That's why I'm not bothering to save anything. Did I just put a downer on everything? Everything just went quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Kind of wish sometimes that this was a video show, you know, that we hit this was a video blog or something like that.
Why?
So we could just do like Tosh.0 hand does.
Puppet?
Oh, yeah, we could do hand puppets too, I suppose. But every time things get kind of slow in Tosh.0, he just throws up a picture of a dead elephant.
That was terrible.
Anyway. Yeah. All right. I think we're going to go ahead and take a music break here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Talk about more stuff. What's happening? What's going on? Why is that thing over there? What is that? What is that cat doing? We'll find out in a little bit.
Stay tuned for more of the Jethel Silverwing Show right after this break.
Hi, this this is Greg Rothgar Spence, and you're listening to Online Gaming Radio.
All right, we have returned. Kinda, I guess. Sure, why not? We're back! Are you there, hon?
Front?
Yeah, I'm really trying to talk. Okay. We want to give a warning to all the people out there who might be out looking for vehicles.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. We drove, we drove an hour to get there. And this guy was a total freak! Meet this guy in a parking lot about an hour away from our house. He's like, no, I don't want to show you the car here. Follow me. So we follow the guy.
Up to a park.
To a public park, you know, a little league baseball field, that kind of thing.
There's a game going on.
And he goes beyond the baseball field. This guy didn't look right to me. I didn't get a good vibe from him just from the moment I saw him. And he's taking us out to a secluded area. And I'm like, great, he's going to pull a freaking gun.
Wasn't that secluded.
But still. So, the car was crap. It's as simple as that. Didn't sound right. It was dirty. I mean, if you're going to try to sell a car, clean the goddamn thing. And this thing looked horrible. The engine seemed to be okay, but it had like loose parts of the exhaust or whatever, and it was rattling a lot. First thing we do, of course, the kid is 6.5 feet, so we're like, okay, get in it, see if you could fit in the vehicle. He gets in. And he can fit in it okay. It's fine. And I'm like, I wanted to see about those noises I was hearing. So I told him, rev the engine a bit. And the guy just like, oh, no, not too much, not too much. I'm like, all right. He doesn't want us to hear noises now. Okay. Not liking this. So he pops the hood. Take a look. The engine looks okay. He's replaced some belts, an alternator, or a fuel pump, or something like that. And we're like, alright, well, let's pop the trunk and let's say, well, it's kind of dirty back there. Well, we want to take a look inside the trunk. So he pops the trunk. It is a mess. It's just a friggin' pigsty. Stuff everywhere. Dirt. He's been hauling bushes or something. I don't know. Maybe he's hauling a dead body for all I know. It's a freaking mess. So I'm like, all right, well, before we go any further, let me see the keys, and I'll take it for a test drive. And he just looks at me like, he looks at me and says, I don't think so. I'm like, what, I can't take the car for a test drive? And he goes, I'm not going to sell my car that way. No one drives this car. I'm like, oh, dude, okay. You don't want me to test drive the car and you're trying to sell it? We're gone. And I tell Elkman, okay, that's it. We're out of here. Get in the van. And you tried to stop me from leaving. I'm like, no. That's it. We're gone. What a fucking freak. He's trying to sell a vehicle, and he doesn't want people to test drive it? Come on. Give me a break. That was a fucking freak. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, if you go to buy a car from a guy and he looks like he's probably, burying bodies in his backyard somewhere, and he tries to lead you out to a secluded area.
It wasn't that secluded.
Well, it was secluded
enough. You
could
still see the people. I mean, we're right next to the field almost.
And then he doesn't even let us test drive the... I don't think so. You're not driving this car. Screw you. We're out of here.
And then he was shocked that it blew the deal.
Yeah. He was freaking shocked. What? Screw you, Val. We're out. Whatever.
I'm sorry.
At first, you thought I overreacted, but then you talked to your friend Mike from work, and he's like, yeah, no test drive, no deal.
Well, it wasn't the fact that he wasn't going. I mean, it was the fact that I thought he blew up thinking that you were going to take off the car.
No, the dude did not want me to drive the car. What an idiot. Oh, anyway.
I mean, if he's that afraid of the thing falling apart, then I don't really want to buy it.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Yeah, if she...
What's that? You want me to buy the car as is, site, you know, not seen, not tested, and then I'm going to try to come back to you and go, oh, well, I sold it as is.
No.
But my shiny red ass. Anyway.
It's been hell trying to find a car.
The biggest problem that we're having finding a car for the kid is he's almost 7 feet tall. Leg room is a huge problem.
Well, he's already said what he doesn't want a small car like that. He doesn't feel comfortable in it. Yeah. But the major problem is when I do find these on Craigslist is getting any response out of these people because I'm not the first person to call on it or something.
Yeah.
You know? So there's a lot of vehicles we've lost out on. I'm really kicking myself for not buying that Jimmy you guys first saw. You know?
The front end just looked like it had a lot more damage than we wanted to deal with, though.
But you said it ran really strong.
The engine was very smooth. The engine was very smooth.
And the guy had to drive it at least once. I mean,
well, yes, but
did you just have it automatically appear in his driveway from, you know, wherever he got?
Hun, I didn't say the car wasn't drivable. My issue was I didn't know what extent the body damage was, the frame damage. I mean, the fenders were kinked.
Yeah. Well,
from whatever impact the vehicle was in. I mean, I didn't want to get it home. But yay, all right, we got this thing. It just has some minor front end damage. And then we bring it to a body shop. And, are you kidding me? That's going to cost a couple $1,000. You know, to straighten the frame and then put the front end back together. You know, no, not worth it. Oh, anyway.
Now, I'm also restricted on how much I can spend, too. So,
yeah.
You know? But, I don't know. I'm just getting really tired of looking and not finding anything.
I know. I told Eric that once the weather clears up, that I'll start taking him out on the van. I'm not going to like it because it's big, and I'm afraid he's going to hit something. But he needs to get the practice in. So... Yeah, well, once the weather clears up, I'll...
Something about the size of that Jimmy, and the Jimmy was, what was it, 87? Was it...
I don't remember. 87, 89, something like that.
And it was an automatic two-door, so, you know, the size of a... I'm also looking for a Blazer, Chevy S10 Blazer. They're probably crap, but that's about the size he's looking for. You know? Mountain Loop Motors. I've seen them listed, but I don't know. I mean, are they trustworthy? You know, I'm really sad that Thornberry Motors went out because I trusted those guys. They were the type of guys you could go over and say, look, I'm looking for a car within this range. Okay, well, we don't have anything right now, but if we get something, we'll call you. You know, sort of thing. And if something came in, they would call me. They also kicked me out of one car. No, we're not going to let you drive it because it was leaking oil. They didn't know how badly it was. So they were that one. Remember that one Blazer we were looking at there? And they kicked us out of it. They refused to even contemplate selling it to us.
No, I don't remember that.
No, I do. You know, so they were honest guys.
Okay. Yep. I remember that now.
And the Buick. I mean, really, we got a few good years out of that thing for what we paid for it.
I don't know. I paid $2,500 for that thing and only got a couple years out of it.
Well, what do you, you know?
Oh, well. That's all right.
You expected more?
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Alright, so.
I mean, it's not like we're going to fall into another deal like the van.
Oh, God, the van. I mean, outside of needing a tune-up and a paint job, that van is... Oh, I mean, we pay, what, $750
for
that? $750 for that van, and God, it's worth a couple thousand in the condition that it's in.
It was great. It was
a
great deal.
That was a fantastic deal. That was great.
But it's like, you know, I feel like there's somebody out there running around buying up all the good cars, and they're taking them to their freaking lots. That's what I figured.
You know, it does not surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me at all, someone going out there, buying them on the cheap, fixing them up, and putting them on their lot. People do it.
So, I don't know. The search goes on, and you could at least help by checking out Craigslist and calling on some of these.
Yeah, but what am I going to do? I'm going to get there, I ain't got any money.
No, but you could arrange for a time that we can go after work or something, you know, and say, hon, I found one we're going to go look at after work. You know, that would help. But if you don't want to, it's fine. I'll just keep plugging along. Dragging you out to all sorts of other weird places.
Sorry, I'm not going that far again.
Well, then I will go.
Yeah, but if you would have went alone, you would have ended up at someone's barbecue.
Well, that's what I got to do to get a car at a, you know... Don't know until you go see them sometimes.
And we do have to mention this.
Yeah.
On the way down there, we passed by a place that was a reptile zoo and barbecue shack.
Lizard on a stick. We went by that before.
Yep. That's just too freaking funny. So what? When the reptiles are too old or whatever for the zoo, they just chop them up and throw a little barbecue sauce on them?
Lizard on a stick.
That's funny. That is too damn funny.
Now, this last week, did you participate in the races at all?
Oh, last week's little pod races?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it last week.
What'd you think?
I like them. I think they should have them more often. I mean, I know a lot of people are demanding that they be put into the Tinkerfest.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. I enjoyed those.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to do it. I don't think they've made any permanent, you know, any actual announcement yet, but I'm sure they're going to put it into Tinkerfest.
Now, wouldn't that be cool if a guild hall could tinker up their own track with the rings, stick them up there?
We were thinking about that.
That
True Flight and I were trying to come up with some kind of a concept for a... Well, what we call the flight training facility.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun. All you have to do is be able to tinker up the rings and make them light up when a person goes through them, you know.
Well, we're certainly not going to be able to do that.
No, but
not
if they
ourselves.
Allowed... I'm saying if they allowed for a tinkered ring that would light up when somebody went through it.
Psst, Domino, we know you're listening.
And they don't have to have little balls of fuzzy things or nothing, but I'm pretty sure they could put some sort of, you know, membrane that detects.
Yeah, do some sort of, what the hell was he gonna say? Maybe like a kit of some kind. The racing kit. I don't know.
I'm looking through my, trying to see what I got. Crash Test Dummy Extraordinaire.
Oh, yeah?
Is one of my titles. What else did I get? Let's see. I have so many suffixes that it's not funny.
Oh, Hunter, yeah.
Hunters are like, for you know, go on forever.
Yeah. Just want to mention, for those of you who have broken out of the Tier 3 guild halls, there's no ceiling. You can go up forever. Just letting you know. God, I think I only got the first one.
I think that's all I got, too.
Yeah, I did the first one. I got my mount.
I never could get any faster than, you know. Yeah, maybe next time. But yeah, Crash Test Dummy Extraordinaire. That was okay.
Yeah. Now, I did the first... I did it up until I got my, the mount. And then that was it.
Oh, I kept going. I got a couple mounts. What I'm going to do with them, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, somebody in the level channel 10, which is, for me, is 80 through 89... Mm-hmm. Was thinking these, and we kept asking them from where, and I can't find them in the station cache. So here's this one.
They were doing what?
Linking these items, like that one, Worm Slayer crate, and this
one. That's kind of interesting. Well, maybe they're LON items.
No, I don't know. Are they?
They might be. Or they might be on. I know the Erudite thing certainly has been reasons. Probably on the test server.
No, I don't. How are they linking it to the channel? They're not available.
Well, that's easy. All you do is go into your log.
Oh.
All you need to do is inspect something, and then just do it in say or in a channel or something like that. Open up your log, and the link is right there. That's how I get the stuff. Up for the website. You know, before the Moonlight Enchantment and stuff, like, okay, what is the new door that's coming out, you know? And, you know, just do that and link it just like you did in the channel there. Go into your log and you have the link. And then you can do, you know, check out the dressing room.
I thought I got Seahawk and Cloudbuster, but I guess I didn't.
Is it me, or does the Uridite Heritage armor look like you're a Time Lord?
I like it. Actually, I like it.
The Time Lord. Okay, so Lyra's saying that Crash Test Dummy, Seahawk, Smoking Ace, and Cloudbuster are all the titles.
Yeah, the shoes are kind of interesting.
Don't know how anyone would possibly... running those.
Well, I don't know. But I like the top.
It's interesting. Like I said, it's kind of Time Lord-ish. But, you know, that's the Uridite symbol, of course. It's interesting. I want to see the Wood Elf one! Come on! Wood Elf Heritage Armor!
What do you think of the Worm Slayer one?
Worm Slayer? What Worm Slayer?
Scroll back up.
Oh, the robe. Interesting.
They're saying that they are Time Lords.
Of course they are. Yeah, the Wood Elf Heritage Armor would be nude. Maybe a thong or something like that. That'd be kind of cool. Thong. Thong. But for you, the Time Lords. No, wait.
What? So, and what else happens on the 10th besides your birthday?
Brew Day! The Brew Day festivities start on the 10th. Did they line it up just to be on my birthday?
Possibly.
It's possible. We don't know. Probably not. I have sent a message to Brass to see if she'd like to come on the show to promote Brew Day and all that good stuff for next week. So I'm not sure how busy she is. I'm not saying she is going to be here, but I hope that she will be. I mean, she loves Brew Day. She likes coming on the show. So we will see.
We will see
if she will be here. I like it when she comes on. She's great. She is awesome. I agree with Chromie. We need this is our ongoing campaign for the end of Grunderwear.
Grunderwear is Funderwear.
Come on, folks. I saw the screenshots when they had that graphical error. and the frost something or other crate made you look completely naked.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I saw screenshots of that, and what's wrong with that? Have the girls have a bikini, have the guys with with a loincloth of some kind. There's nothing, more than PG-13 about that. I don't know.
I do.
I happen to agree with Gwythian from the Atonia Bale server. We need the old school assless chaps for Dark Elves. We used to love those assless chaps. For those of you who don't know what grunderwear is, take off all of your armor. That's grunderwear.
Basically, pajamas.
I don't have any more notes. Anything else you want to talk about? Or do we go to a music break?
Probably do a music break.
Music break.
I haven't been in game all week, so it's like,
So you're going around doing stuff?
Yeah, I just got through dragging the little kid from the Isle of Var around. The one in the pond that you wish would drown.
Why about him?
Well, it's part of the crafting quest. You have to do stuff and then drag him to Velios and
Which crafting quest? I haven't done that.
Well, you need to go to the Island of Mar and see if the little guy in the pond will talk to you.
Ah, okay. Is it worth it? What's the quest result? Do we know?
You get a pony.
A pony?
Yeah, you get a pack pony. And you can send him out to go get... It's like the harvesters.
Oh, well, that's interesting. All right. And Clorny, who keeps telling me the Thurgenin sells ale, yes, I already announced it. All right, so we're going to go ahead on a music break here. We'll be back in a few.
Stay tuned for more of the Gentle Silverwing Show right after this break.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
You're listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
We have returned.
Indeed we have.
That's better than leaving.
Woohoo! Alright, folks, I want everyone to let me know, am I the only one that can't use their flying mount right now?
I'm using mine.
What the hell's wrong with mine, then?
Are you in a place that you can't use?
No, I'm in Sundered Frontier. I just started the that new harvesting thing. Chromie says that she can't use hers. Yeah, it's coming up saying... Let me scroll up here. When I try to use it, it comes up saying... Where the hell is it? Requires privileges, at least guide. It's not a guide item. Let me try it again. Frost Griffin. Equipped. I'll take my crash pad out of appearance. Hit mount. Requires privileges, at least guide. I don't know what the problem is.
And you have nothing in the appearance slot for mount.
That's right, nothing. I don't know what the problem is.
I've mounted and dismounted my mount several times tonight. But, I have the... the other snow griffin thing I have. Which one are you trying?
It's just the frost griffin.
I have storm feather.
Well, that's what you.
I'll try the. the Tundra one.
I will try to convert it to a house item and then back. Okay, it should be in my inventory now.
I have no problems with my Tundra.
Weird. I don't know what the heck the problem is. Now where is it? Am I? Oh, there it is. Okay. Examine again. Take him out for a ride. It shows back up in my mount thing. Equip it. Try it again. And it still says requires guide. I don't know. Uriel is saying that the Frost Griffin is glitched. They know about it, and it will be fixed ASAP. Okay, so they already know about it.
Try one of your pads that you got from the racing. See if you can fly with it.
You can't. They're only appearance.
No, they're not.
Oh, I thought they were.
No, they're not. I've got my dark red.
Yes, but they're not a flying mount. It can be used as a flying mount appearance. If you equip the pad, you cannot fly.
Oh.
So, yeah. So that doesn't work. So, okay, well, they know they're bugged. Okay. Well, I suppose I can go back to... Great Divide and... see what I have next to do on my, my adventuring mount. Blah, 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 blah. So, okay, well, no flying mount for me today, I guess.
Sorry.
Oh, I believe I can fly.
You know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
Heavy metal.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if the bird actually had a name.
I don't remember. When I watch myself fly, that's what reminds me of Zekrof. That...
So you're Tarla.
Tarla. I'm Tarla.
Tarla. Tarla or Tara? Tara. Of the Tarlakians. Okay, I gotta put something on the calendar here. Create guild event. Those of you in the Legion of Kithagor, Lena, what time? Lena and Solaris' wedding will be on the 31st of March. They actually wanted it for this weekend, but no, I can't do it this weekend. So I need a little more time than that.
Oh my god, I trapped a poor Froglock.
Trapped him?
Yes.
Oh, you're doing the quest for the for the young Ofmir.
Yeah.
The monster. A web-footed monster. I told you about that one last week. It's cute. It's really cute.
Well, I picked it up while I was doing the other quest. Oh, and I want to congratulate Denmom. She has done the Kuldane prayer quest, I think, 7 or 9 times. I can't remember if it was 7 or 9.
Really?
Yeah, all her alts she's ran through.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of time. Where am I? Oh, yeah. Forgot to use the wizard spires. Where the heck am I? Call to guild hall. There we go. Okay, for members of the Legion of Kithagor, or friends, of course, that want to come, the wedding of Solaris and Lena will be on the 31st of March. In the guild hall, we have a wedding thing set up in the arena. And it will be 7 p.m. Pacific time, which is 10 p.m. Eastern. So I will put that on the calendar. And I will send out a guild
message. Wedding. Marriage of Captain Jack Sparrow. No.
No.
And so, Laris. I'm sure I'm spelling that incorrectly. Laris, March 31st, 2011, 7 p.m. Arena. Well, they will fight to the death. Fight to the death for love. There. It is now on the calendar.
Digging that calendar, huh?
I like it. Now, if they would only implement the the in-game forum, the message board that I had recommended, that they used to have an EQ1. I think that'd be great. So where am I going? I got the link. You know what? Easily you can get lost in our guild hall. Very. Which is why I have teleport pads out wherever we need. Alright. So, wedding on the 31st. What else do we have to talk about?
I don't know.
Porn sites. All right, folks, this is where you go for your top-notch porn. No, I'm kidding. I'm not giving my secrets out. Oh, I'm horrible, I know. But you love me.
I love you.
You have to. No, you don't get the antidote. Ah! Wait a minute.
No antidote?
The antidote. Alrighty. Yeah, I really need to. Now that's weird. It says my flight speed is at 150, but I can't fly. Nice.
Really?
My flight speed is 150, but I can't fly. However, my ground speed is only 25%. Oh, joy. Requires guide.
So you need to be guided? You need to be guided?
I don't know what... I don't know what the problem is. But apparently it has been mislabeled in the database, I guess, as a guide item. I don't know. I know not these things which have come to pass. All I know is I'm kicking a badger in the ass. Hey, that rhymed. I'm a poet and didn't know it. You gotta admit, the Off-Mirror are cool. And that thing that you're doing with the frog lock, that is just so freaking adorable. It's a monster, I tell you, please help me capture the monster! And it's you go back to the trap, and it's a fucking frog lock. I see, sir, can you lend a hand here?
It's a girl.
So oh, yeah, that's right. It's a girl frog buck. That's right.
How do you do a girl frog buck?
I don't know. I don't know if I've even seen a girl frog buck in game.
Yes. They sound like they're pompous English old ladies, sort of, upper crust. Queen Elizabeth, there you go. Yes, do a Queen Elizabeth impersonation, then you've got...
Hello!
There you go. He's got it. Keep going.
No, that is a Jon Stewart doing the Queen impersonation.
Well, that will work.
Hello! You ever see Jon Stewart and his British correspondent going back and forth? Apparently not. It's freaking funny. Because John will start going, I'm the queen! And then, no, stop it, John! Stop it! That's the queen!
It's funny.
Okay, moving on. What was I about to do?
You were still supposed to do a female frog walk.
I can't do a female frog walk. But what I was going to do, I am going to summon my griffin in training.
You haven't finished that yet?
My second one? No.
Apparently
this is the last one. I have to clean its coat. I must hunt shardworms to clean his coat?
Yeah, it's the oil or something from it.
God, the trade skill one, I just had to harvest a few things. Now I gotta kill some shardworms?
Well, it's the adventurer one. What do you expect?
They're trying to kill me.
Ah. Yes, you can have that little riding griffin, but first you need to slaughter this dragon. What? Kill these shardworms! Shardworms.
That's going to be my off-air voice from now on.
Shardworms.
See, the trade skill griffin, you have to go into Thurgadin. Let me get the thing here. You must go to Thurgadin and see someone named Agri, I think. Let me see. Dun, 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 dun. Crafting. Aggie Stonefist in Thurgadin. You must see her and do a pre-quest.
For what?
For the crafting. For the crafting flying mount. You must see her, and then she sends you to Billy in the Goa Mari village. But you must do a little you have to do a quest first. So.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet.
Go to Thurgadin and go to that waypoint. Whoop.
I'm still just trying to...
That waypoint. There you go.
I'm still just trying to finish up any of the quests I can do in the Off-Mirror and in the Knolls and then, you know, work my way. Because I've done some on the harbor, but I don't want to miss any, so I'm trying to not get ahead of myself.
Right.
Force myself to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go through the offware area, there isn't going to be anything except repeatables. You know?
Right. Well, you know, the, yeah, I'm down to just repeatables now. Where the heck am I going? Oh, yeah.
I must travel to Eastern Ways.
No, Eastern Ways? Where are the shardworms at?
They're over here in...
Control. Oh, that's right. They're over by the,
Off-mirror.
No.
Well, the Knolls. The starving Knolls.
Shardworms?
I believe so.
No, yeah. Shardworms are big dinosaur-looking things. They're over...
Oh, those. Yep. You want to go over to where you did the ring event.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, you were thinking of the burrowing eels or something like that. Shardworms. Gonna hunt some shardworms. You know, it's kind of reminiscent of the show that we did a few years back. I was so bored. I'm like, let's go get Emperor Crush. That was pretty funny. Shard worms are the ice flow. Are the ice flow or on the ice flow?
They're okay.
I was making a joke. They can't be the ice flow.
I was joking.
But you know, it just would be easier if my mount would work. Now I have to avoid things like wolves.
You know, I've been having fun. I dive bomb shit.
What is that?
And they aggro on me and I fly up.
Nice. He disappeared. I don't like that. There is a named something or other. Oh, there he is.
Damn And Venom Wing is out here.
And Flesh Render is out by the, let's avoid him. Flesh Render is up over by the Brontotherium. For anyone who wants to tackle Flesh Render, who is a rogue griffin. He's level 97, 3 up heroic. I can do without, thanks. I don't need my ass kicked tonight.
Well, anybody on the AB server wants to come kill Venom Wing or whatever. Venom what?
Venom Wing. He's not bad. Just snipe him.
Just snipe him?
I was able to snipe him.
All right, I'll try to snipe
him. Then again, are you using the equipment that you're getting from the off-air?
I have some.
Okay. Because those bonuses and stuff really helped. I mean, the first time I fought Venom Wing, kicked my ass. But, you know...
Where did he go?
I don't know.
Asshole. Oh, there he is.
That's a Facebook page that we need to make. Venom Wing is an asshole! You can make
I
a
have
Facebook
him in my
sights. What's that?
I have him in my sights.
Just kill him quickly before he poisons you.
Yeah, I noticed.
Because it's almost as bad as that, as the poison from the spiders. Or possibly just as bad. Because he'll be in your face. Alright, well, you know what?
Oh, why don't you come out here and help me then? Because he just killed me again.
Ooh. I just found the shard worms. All right. Whoop. Invite Liquid Jenna. And I will port to you.
Well, not yet.
Why, where are you?
Well, I'm flying. You don't want to port in the sky, do you?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. I'll make sure you're right over.
Well, I will just hit escape then.
Frozen Shadows! Give me like 2 seconds to get over there, okay?
Live on the Gentle Silverwing Show, we're gonna kick some ass! You know, if people think that.
Alright, pour it over now.
I'm already over here. Of course, I'm probably in a different instance than you are, so let's go to Great Divide 7.
Oh, True Fight wants in on this action.
Alright. Go ahead and invite him. I'm running toward you. There you are. Invite him. Where is he?
I have him targeted.
Oh, there he is. I see him.
Then I'm going.
Gotta wait till True Fight is out here. Hang on, I'm gonna use some. Hang on, I gotta poison up.
I think we can take him.
No, wait till True Flight wants to be part of it, for God's sake.
He's here.
Oh, God.
Of course, knowing True Flight, he's just going to kill him and then just, you know, go, well, what was the problem?
Okay, let's go get him.
Because True Flight's just massively overpowered. I think True Flight needs to get nerfed. And he's dead. See? Wasn't that bad. And of course, Venomwing doesn't drop anything. So.
Well, how come there's a big chest next to me?
There is?
Yeah. Oh, just had a wizard.
You must have got the kill shot.
Let's see. Serpentine Scepter.
That's something I can use, so we'll just say greed on that.
And that's it.
Yep. Yeah, I took him out, well, last week sometime. Revenge from kicking my ass the first time I saw him. Of course, the first time I saw him, I didn't see him. I just ran by, thinking he was just another one of those flying serpents. You know, the crates, whatever the hell their name are. I thought, you know, it was just one of them. Oh, he's glowing green. I wonder why. You know? It was death for me. Then I went back to kick his ass. All right, well, I think that's about it for the show this week. Next week, I'm going to try to get Brass on so we can talk about Brew Day. Can't guarantee anything, but I'm hoping. Got anything you want to say, hon?
No. Except see you on Brew Day.
All right, see you on Brew Day, folks. Good night. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Gentle Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.